The Lord bless you, dear ones. I just have a short announcement to make. We're looking for someone who either has the time to Skype with Carol for a few InDesign lessons or help us with another book project. Carol is trying to learn InDesign via video courses, but has hit a snag she can't get around. She needs some one-on-one teaching to ask questions the videos aren't addressing. Or we need someone who has the time to take on transferring a Microsoft Word document into InDesign to make it suitable for submitting for publishing, as well as doing the cover design. We're working with Lightning Source, and they won't take a PDF for submission from Word. Our latest book, Rhema, was done through InDesign with the help of a dear friend, but his job and family have him very busy these days. So we're hoping to find someone who has a little more available time to spend helping us out. So that said, on with the messages. Precious heart dwellers, by the grace of God, may you discover the very unique person the Lord has formed you to be, and may that bring you joy. Amen. Well, this is lovely. I spent hours on the piano today, and now the Lord is giving us a message. How wonderful is that? It was really quite productive. I'm in the same fix I'm usually in. I have these wonderful melodies, and I'm learning to execute them on the piano. And hopefully it's all going to click and converge and come together, and these songs are just going to pour out of me, and you'll have something special to enjoy. I think it's just a matter of minutes at this point, and the Lord has given me quite a boost up with my coordination. Anyway, I was thanking him after my communion service for the progress that I've been making, because I know it's by grace. And he said, "They are praying for you, beloved. Yes, you have some choice souls in your flock, ones that really care for you. They are a great gift and have moved my Father's hand time and time again for you." Oh, thank you, precious souls. Things are moving swiftly right now, and my playing has increased in coordination quite a ways beyond what it was before Father God took my hands in His and blessed them. I'm amazed and happily blessed by this increase. I can only imagine that you who have been laboring for the Lord are also getting increases in anointing. "Indeed they are," the Lord replied, "and your prayers for them are effective too. You'll never know until heaven how much your prayers meant to them, how much I moved mountains for them because you prayed. I know well what you think about your prayers. You see yourself as weak and impotent. Well, you are, and that's a good thing. But I honor your heart, even when it feels cold. It isn't about feeling. Feeling is a very wonderful grace, but there are times I wish for you to stand in faith without experiencing that rush of emotion when you pray. You're getting many lessons in faith right now because I'm about to promote you and I'm making you ready." Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you. The only promotion I seek is to go deeper into your heart and love you with all my strength, and my brothers and sisters as well. But I know the key to loving them is to immerse myself in your heart of love and fill every nook and cranny of mine. As I promote you, Jesus continued, you will have to go deeper and deeper because the winds will get very turbulent, and your only hope for holding on is to be buried in my heart with no concerns about your own interests. That's what I long for, Jesus. That is truly what I want with all my heart. I hate taking my eyes off you. Everything is dead and vain that is not you. It never does me anything but harm when I shift my focus to the world or even myself. You've taught me this lesson over and over again, and it is true, I still struggle, but at least I'm beginning to understand. The Lord continued, you speak well of your situation. It is very accurate, and I want my brides to know that nothing is impossible to them. Nothing. Not even the sins they've struggled with all these years. Together in my arms, we will overcome those things. You will be so strengthened and enamored of my love that those attractions will fade away from your lives. Anytime you look away from me, you sink into the mire of this world. That is why it is vital and absolute that you spend so much time with me in prayer, worship, and the Word, that your reality is my reality. The rest of the world is but a passing wind. When you interface with my mind, you begin to see those things for what they are, and they lose their splendor. The joy in your life comes only from me. The rest is dross and a heavy weight being dragged along behind you. Boy, that's the truth. The more you release the world from your lives, the lighter and freer will be your steps as you ascend the mountain of holiness and brotherly love. Attachments weigh you down, so you are constantly looking behind yourself to make sure those things are secure and maintained. Oh, how much better off you are when you have no concerns of this world to entangle you. So much of your time is now Mary time, and Martha is on vacation. I hope permanently. I wish for you all to experience that freedom, but most are so heavily enmeshed in the world, it isn't possible. So the next best posture is a lack of concern for those things, a forgetfulness, so nothing holds your attention but me and my will for you. This state is not easily attained, my brides. You must fight against the lusts and attachments you have to things continually. If you give ground back to the enemy, you will have to retrace your steps all over again. It is so much wiser to purpose in your hearts that once you have made yourself free of something, you will never go back to having it again. There are, of course, times and seasons, times of freedom from responsibilities and times of duty to responsibilities. But what I am saying is the less you have to say grace over, the more time you will have for me and the journey of holiness we're climbing towards together. Well, enough said about that. I want you all to know that your hearts are beginning to shine in the darkness as never before. Truly, you are becoming a light set on a very dark hill. And what you don't realize in your day-to-day doings is that people are affected by you. They're feeling your holiness, noticing how they feel around you, and becoming hungry to have it. This is my ideal for evangelism, living a life so circumcised to me that you shine and stand out of the crowd as something different in a wonderful way, and people are drawn to me living inside of you. As an aside, this is funny, I just had to look up circumcised because it came up on my spell check. What should pop up? A rhema. And this is what I got. Bear in mind that never yet have you had dealings with the world without being worse off in God's eyes than when you began. Wow, that's for sure. Oh, what a marvelous gift these rhemas are to us, and how well they reinforce truth. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gift to help us navigate these treacherous waters of self-love. Jesus continued, of course, there is a time to speak to crowds and preach, but people are more wary now of counterfeits than ever before, and they want something solid, something different than the Christian packaging they've been around for decades. They want authentic holiness, and that cannot be feigned because it comes from living my life inside of you. My dear ones, it is really quite simple. Live only for me. Stay focused on me, and do not measure yourselves by anything or anyone in the world. I'm forming you perfectly, and when you look at others to imitate them, you lose what I'm doing in you. You are the only you in the universe, uniquely formed in my image and different from everyone else. My Claire, when you look at other artists and think about being like them, you are shortchanging yourself, my love. Please keep your focus on me and allow the beauty I created deep within you to come out. Imitating others will only set you back. Truly, your path is so unique, you spoil it when your gaze wanders off of me. I've been really feeling that lately, guys. I've been having a check in my spirit about listening and looking to other artists, recording artists, and I've really been feeling the Lord wants me to really go deeper within myself, to mind the things that He's put inside of me. He continued, I'm not saying not to imitate good when you see it, but keep in mind that you need to come to terms with your own style and be true to that. Anything that forms you in another direction will frustrate my plans and detour you onto the wrong path. What I value in you does not exist in others. That is why you must learn to recognize what I see and allow me to hone it to its fullness. This is sound advice for all of you. Be inspired, but don't imitate. Rather, work and discover your very own uniqueness that we'll cultivate together. Doesn't matter that your path isn't music. You have your own style in everything you do. Be true to that. Don't compromise. I made you to fill a very special need in this world, and no one else can do it. It is your destiny, your gift, your inheritance to make use of, to minister to my body. When I send you out to do something, it is already in my mind what attributes you have that will open the doors of hearts to reach inside for me. Every soul is different, has different needs, different tastes, and your uniqueness when I send you forth is just what they've longed for. So in short, don't worry about looking good. Concentrate on my presence within you and bring that to others. Then you will have fulfilled my deepest desires for you. You are all coming into a season of reaching out, going out to others. Be authentic. Be mine. And all the rest will fall into place. I bless you now to discover within yourselves that uniqueness and give it voice to touch the world for me. Amen.